tether walk, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker, tether walk the sucker. A tether walk, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker, tether walk the sucker. A tether walk, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker, tether walk the sucker. A tether walk, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker.
Hip hop.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cast is closed. Rat critics save money, catch hoes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes, then you're tapped with toes. You celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show, they don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so rap mags try and use my black ass so advertisers can give them more cash for ass, fucker. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches, niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Country.
Stand on the box, stomp your feet, start clapping. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. To the church, but I got so nervous, had to back it on up, couldn't make it to the service, grabbed all the cats underneath my mat, got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Ran into a girl in a pretty white dress, rolled down the window, waiting with a two-way, said I'm headed to the bar, when my money out the match, got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen.
So
there's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time?
Rock and roll.
The Notes Behind the Music with Brian Hammer Jackson and Ellen Dixon.
Are you ready to rumble?
Tell me, are you ready?
This is Brian the Hammer Jackson, also known as the Angel of Darkness. Today we have a special treat for you. Our special guest today, and it's crazy, our second act, Dark Horse. Join me and Ellen Dixon, my executive producer, and my program director, Kelly Corbett. We're going to kick this off now with Miss Crazy's hit, Oh Man, Hate Me, Love Me.
Wow, what an intro. That was old school. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am live, like I was not yesterday. You're listening to Hammer 98.7 BT Radio, Los Angeles. We're broadcasting around the world. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are live all over. Today we got a great show, but I would love for you to come in the studio. The number is 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard around the world. 319-527-6099. That's the number. We have people already in the studio. Is this you, Cole? 917, you're live. You're on the air.
Hang on a second. Let me check. Yeah, it's me. How you doing, baby?
Good.
Good morning.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
So, listen, I just had a question. When you put the show on and then you put it on hold with that, like, Kenny G bad porno music from the 70s, Is that what everybody has on Blog Talk for their hold music, or could you have put on like Iron Maiden's double set album from like, you know, 83 in the Santa Cruz?
No, that's Blog Talk. So
you understand my question?
I hear your question. No, that's Blog Talk question. If I was going to put my own music on there, I would have to be on live.
You schedule the show, and then when you don't pick up, that's just what it does. Like, when you don't come to, is that how it works? And then it just cuts off at the end. So people kept doing the same thing I did. Probably they kept calling in. Maybe it's running a little bit late. I look at my watch. I'm like, all right, he's taking a shit. All right, he's getting some pop tarts. All right, he's doing the bomb hit. Now it's 10:40. All right, something's going on. I think the old lady's making clean their panties or something. Okay, it's 11:30. Okay, it's 12:00. I don't think there's a show today. I call back at 12:45. I'm like, you saw my text, didn't you? A lot of shit happening, man. I didn't even know that shit was happening with Ron Jeremy. Did you see the new fucking?
Yeah. How about that motherfucker? Yeah,
that guy,
I knew.
You know,
wow.
I was on Big Meech's show last night, and we were talking about it, and him and his boy Red, they jumped right on him, man. They weren't like against him at all, and I don't know, I just wanted to get your opinion on it. I mean, they had a valid point, you know. Anybody that, you know, has like somewhat in the mainstream flow things knows who Ron Jeremy is, and if they don't, when they meet him at a club and he introduces himself, I'm Ron Jeremy, I'm a famous adult movie star. These girls know do you think they don't have a clue? Wow, he has one of the biggest penises in the business, and you know, like, does that not pop in their head? Do they think that like he wants to go take them out to play miniature golf on Hollywood Boulevard for an hour or so, and then get slurpy and go home and watch Leave It to Beaver? Because that's not what on his mind. And these chicks, you know, I mean, it's Ron Jeremy. When he says, hey, hop in the window, let's take a ride, and then, you know, there's other girls around, and say, who is this guy? So he has a huge dick. He's a huge porn star. And then again, you got the time thing, Brian. You know, like, again, I didn't get a chance to talk about it because I was just, you know, you had some other guests on or whatever. But what about Cuba Gooding? Okay, this
what's going on with him?
I mean, he has 22 allegations, and he has another rape from 2012.
No.
And so this girl, just Google it up right now. This girl just accused him of rape. I think it was 2013. So she waited 7 years. He picked her out of the club in New York, took her back to the hotel, said, "Listen, let me just get freshened up and changed." And then she said that he fondled her, quote unquote, and raped her twice. Mm. Now,
raped her twice.
You know,
he had to do it again. Wow.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever? I've done this like a couple times. But I mean, I guess I'm kind of proud of it. But I think it was probably with a hooker or some ugly girl or whatever. I don't know, on a coke. I don't know. But have you ever came and then just kept fucking and come again?
If I ever came and then what?
Just keep fucking, and then you come like another 30 minutes later.
Many times.
Okay, so I mean, you could have done that, or you're like, what? He didn't. It wasn't.
Especially when you're on coke.
But again, it's the time factor. Exactly. The time factor. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, with coke, you know this as well as I do, that once you do that one extra line, your dick is dead sausage. It's the dead shark in the water, the cockshock. The first, you know what makes the most amazing thing about life, right, Brian, is like, there's nothing like your first joint, your first piece of pussy, or your first couple lines with cocaine. Because what do you do at first? Right, you do a couple, and then, you know, let me just kind of stretch this thing out the whole night, and I'll just do little blips, and you tell yourself, oh, it's cool, I made that gram last night, and I'll wait a few days, and then the next thing you know, you're 3 o'clock in the morning, you're picking up an 8-ball, you don't know, it's fucking Sunday, you think it's Tuesday, you know, your life is upside down, and so you build up the tolerance to it, and, but anyway, with Jeremy, same thing, from 2012... to 2020, and I don't think he has bail, because I think there's like 20 people are just coming forward. And again, you know, you got. Now I'm not saying that he wasn't out of line. I don't know what happened. He might have had some girls in the limo and just fuck it. I'm Ron Jeremy. I'm gonna, you know, you're drunk and I'm gonna fuck you in the limo as they do coke off your titty. That's possible. Because you know, at first when you first heard Bill Cosby, you were like, nah, man, that's America's fucking dad. You know,
right.
And then when the numbers like broke like 20, and I don't know about you, but I hear a certain number, and I have to believe that a certain percentage is true. I believe Cosby is a vile man. I think he's a predator, sitting right next to Epstein in hell, pretty soon probably. But anyway, so what about the timeline for Cuba and for Jeremy as well? So waiting 7 years. I mean, this happened 7 years in a Soho hotel. I mean, punch up the story if you want and read it for it to edify like people. So I guess there's so much shit going on. Cooper Gooding getting accused of rape is kind of like not even on trending. It's like it just disappears right away with some, you know, cops getting, you know, killing fucking people in this Kyle motherfucking Rittenhouse. You know, don't you believe that his mom should be arrested and charged right now for knowingly transporting Kyle Rittenhouse's mother?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Cindy
was. She was telling me that too. Yeah, she was telling me that too. Well, she. I think she transported him over state lines, so now it's a federal thing.
It's over multiple state lines, and the gun was not registered. Here's the way. Real quick, because I might forget, and then I'll turn it back over to you. I came up with a really good idea, and I called about. They weren't open, but I didn't sleep last night for some reason. Sometimes I have insomnia. So a couple hours ago, I called up, Ted Wheeler, the mayor's office in Portland. And I came up with a really good solution. I guess it might leak from the show. I don't really want it to leak, I guess, if it works out or whatever, just because, I don't know, I don't need an extra 60 million enemies. But it seems to me, Brian, that this protesting has been going on for 3 months, and we have a lot of states in this country where you could open carry your weapon, right? Now, I feel that if you can open carry your weapon, okay, because it is a weapon, and you're carrying it out in the open because you're a tough guy, because you're not a tough guy. Because if you were a tough guy, you'd have, like, you know, like some nunchucks or some bare knuckles and shit and some bicycle chains and like, just I'll fucking kill all you motherfuckers. But, you know, that's not really, you know, you bring a knife to a gunfight, right? So anyway, check this out. I think this is really, really important. Maybe you can help me run with this some way. I really just kind of want to talk about this once and let it go. It's not, you know what, a friend of mine gave me this idea. How about that? I just remembered. It's not my idea. Okay, so here's what you do. So I called, but here's my phone call to Ted Wheeler. I said, Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to leave a brief message. I know your office is closed right now. I sent you a message. I was going to post it on Facebook, and then I realized it was 5,000 comments. So I started looking through the comments, and one thing you can do to avoid, you know, any confrontations in social media is to stay away from feeds where there's more than – look at the feeds. If you have 1,000 comments, you're going to have half the people are Trump supporters. So I realized, like, stay away from feeds where you have thousands of comments, because you're just going to get lit the fuck up with death threats and, you know, just bullshit you don't need to. So anyway, so I had it written down on Facebook, and I was like, no, don't put that up on Facebook, because I looked down to the third comment, and it was like, our president's doing a great job. You don't know what you're doing. It's the liberals in your city that are causing all the violence, you know. I'm like, okay, so I realized, all right, let me leave this on Instagram message, on a voice message, and tell him I'm going to call his office. And I called the office, and I told him I'm gonna call back again when they wake the fuck up, which is I guess in another couple hours. So here's the deal. I said, Mr. Mayor, seems to me if we have open carry permits at these protests, that people should have their permits for their open carry weapons out where you can see it. So in other words, and then what you can do is you can get a task force or just have a squad of cop cars and deploy cops and deploy them around. And all they do is go to they're at the van or cop cars, and they check. They just go up to people all at once. Let me see your permit. Now, this will, A, they'll be able to check and run their license to see if they have any arrest warrants out for any felonies or anything, number one. Number two, they'll see if the gun is registered. So number one, number two, three. Now, so I feel that it should be like, have you ever seen the, you know, like the necklace where you have like your Metro card? Like they don't wear them in L.A. They wear them in New York more. We're like, you know, a sergeant, so the sergeant shield, that kind of shit that hangs around the chain, and you got like the, you know, he's got his shield, and when you're undercover, and you pull out your shield, and you're like, you know, detective. I think that everybody should have those things on their necks if they have an open carry, and it should be visible. Or it should be in their top pocket, and they have to produce that permit within 5 seconds of any police officer asking that. Now I said, oh, Mr. Wheeler, to take that and extend it, you know, that needs to be done all around the country. Yours is the city that's having the most problems, and that needs to be done first. And my people always say, well, you know, that sounds like a great idea, you know, simple ideas, it makes sense, but and it's really probably pretty easy to implement. But I have a feeling that it's easily said but not easily done.
Right.
So I don't know what kind of, if you have to draw up legislation, a town ordinance, whatever the fuck you had to do. I don't know if you saw that town where the fucking sheriff tried to charge the girl who started Black Lives Matter for overtime for the cops outside with 40 or 50 people that were protesting. Did you see that? Where they tried to send her the bill for the overtime, the teenager, and then they squashed it. And all they did was come out for a second and barricade. So basically they asked her for the bill for them, for her to pay an 18-year-old in the pandemic to pay for their donuts. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, I mean, isn't that a good idea, though, on the protests and all around the country? Like, if you have an open permit, you have an open carry weapon, where is your permit? Your permit needs to be visible. Your permit needs to be in your top right, left pocket, right pocket. It needs to be available right away. And if not, there needs to be a paddy wagon right away so you can do 3 years in Oregon for not having a... You could also maybe do it like with the checkpoint, you know, where you go through TSA at an airport. You could maybe do some kind of thing where they can't really tell that it's a checkpoint until they've gone into it. You know what I mean? So what's, everybody's inside this little radius, the perimeter's locked down, and then everybody's approached with, you know, whatever. It's just pulled. Because they all travel in groups, these fucking right Nazis, right? It's always four or five guys and six guys in there. So you just grab little groups one all at the same time, and you say, but it's the element of surprise, too, you know? But also, you know, think about it. If you have to have a permit and bring your gun down, you know you're going to have to bring a permit, that's going to eliminate a lot of people who don't have permits. They're not going to go down. And once people see around the country in like Portland, they're going to be like, oh, shit, Bob, I got to just bring my little switchblade, my little knife, because my gun's not legal. Shit, when did they start doing that? And so the thing is, I think the way to do that, although I guess there's not a lot of tension flowing around except in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So those two cities would be the first two cities to just spring that shit on and then have the rest of the country on board to do that shit too. Because it just, I mean, this guy traveling over four or five state lines with no fucking permit, you know, it seems if they had that implemented,
it's a felony, isn't it?
Save big life. Huh?
Yeah, I think that's a felony, not having a first, the gun was illegal to have. I'd like to know where he got his gun. If, first of all, that was an illegal gun. I mean, these are what I heard. I'm not up on that story. I took a break. But I heard the gun was illegal.
In Illinois, anywhere in the country, I can get you a gun in 10 minutes, Brian. I can get you a rifle. I can get you anything you want. And in Illinois, it's easier to get than it probably is in the Bronx because it's rural. so you know where all the redneck hillbillies are. You just go to a couple local bars and say, hey, you know, where can I get an AR-415, you know, used for a good price? I'm going to go down to that, going out to that Portland thing, going out to that Wisconsin thing.
That's a pretty good accent, Cole. That's a pretty
damn good accent. Thank you very much, man. I've been watching a lot of what's that show? Hee Haw. That's it. And Duke the Hazard. What a great show. I mean, well, I can't believe they never won an Emmy. Anyway,
yeah, well,
back
I mean,
to
those,
the Brian
short,
show.
Those shorts alone, those Daisy Duke.
Live from my bed in Harlem. Sexy, right? Can you picture that, Brian? Can you picture 148-pound vegan laying down in his underwear, face down? Doesn't that get you hot? Oh, wait a second.
Sure.
You're weird. Are there any chicks in the studio that are decent looking? Did you go to the phone line, please? I'm sorry. This is what happens when you don't sleep. You know, I'm still hot from last night. I haven't slept. I haven't smoked in 10 hours. All right, I'm done. Go ahead.
You.
I don't want to get banned again.
I was on Big T's show last week, and a couple of people got mad at me and all that shit.
What'd you do?
Was he on like every day or is it once a week? I thought.
Well, he told me because I told him bring me in. He finally brought me in. He was like, "Well, this is between me and you." He goes, "Well, I brought your friend Brian in, and he had some folk got a little angry at him." And I said, "Well." I said, well, you know what? Well, roll the dice one more time, you know. My name's not Brian, but I don't know what happened, but, you know, hey, shit happens.
Did he say Brian got people angry? Did he say that?
Yeah, he said you got some people riled up on his base.
You're damn right.
I should.
If you're going to do a talk show, son.
I want to know. Give me the topics. Give me your opinions on what, because I don't get along. You know as well as I do that I don't get along with everybody. I don't get along with everybody on his show. It's probably because I'm white with some people. But what happened? What were you saying that nobody else was saying that they got a little ruffle feathers?
I mean, he has a good setup. But he has something
setup.
That I don't like.
You should do that with the video and everything. But I know you'd have to change to, like, nighttime, because in the morning you probably have sunglasses on and fucking 6 o'clock shadow and probably all fucked up in the morning.
Well,
why don't you do the Thursday-Friday thing? Where you do the Thursday-Friday, you do 4 to 7. Then you could sleep in Thursday morning and do a Thursday and Friday kick-ass show into the weekend, and we'll take the ratings through the roof on your fuck. I'll go co-host on Thursday and Friday. My probation is show by show. It's actually minute by minute on your show at this point. Think about it, man. It should be a good move for you, man. Get some rest, man. Your weekend could start. You know what I'm saying? Your weekend could start Wednesday. You could bang Cindy at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, go to bed at 2 like you usually do, and then wake up at 3 in the morning and start fucking working on this shit again. Instead, you could sleep till about 2, smoke a joint. Order some pizza, and then fucking bam, we'll bring on some music guests and fucking, like, get some, I mean, no offense, I love your show, but it's, I don't read. I ain't got time for that shit. You want to say I want to read? Give me an audio book with fucking Orson Welles reading it. I'll listen to it. Yeah, I mean, you got a good voice, too. I'll tell you what, you got a damn good voice. Can you send me a book that you narrated? You got anything that you voice over? You do, right?
Yeah,
you do that shit.
I got a book, My Prisoner, My Bitch. You'll love it as a fairy tale.
I love it. All right. It's transgender friendly, right?
Yeah, transgender friendly.
Let's get back. I just want to get back to the Ron Jeremy and the Cuba Gooding.
Yeah, we are.
Let
me open up the show and then we get to it. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. There you go. That's Cole Blackwell right there. And Cole's on Facebook, and I'm sure if you befriend him, he will friend you too, and I'm sure you have a great conversation.
Not if you're a Republican.
You're listening to me. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson, and this show is Hammer 96.7. Yeah, I know. I used to, or BJ in the morning. Brian Jackson.
Who we got
in the
studio?
BJ.
Brian, what's up? Melissa.
No, nobody. No, you. No, you and I are the only. You're the. Oh, you gave a shout out to Laverne. You and I are the only ones in the studio right now. It's just the guys.
Oh wow.
It's me and you.
I just still.
But there's
still
people listening.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you know. To all you motherfuckers in Japan, aloha.
Aloha.
That's Hawaii.
Yeah, that's Hawaii. Yeah. I think Japan is amagato. I'm not quite sure.
Origato means, or that means sushi, right.
Sayonara,
that's all I know. Origato and sayonara and sushi and wasabi.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Sorry. There you go. Well, today we're going
to
talk about douchebag.
I'm going to mute myself. Go.
Okay. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today we're going to talk about douchebag Trump. I mean, you cannot get any worse than this motherfucker. The worst of the worst. And we're going to talk about that. And you saw the heading of the show. Trump thinks violence and chaos on the street is good for his reelection, which is true. But
it is. Do you think there's any chance he'll get whacked out there when he goes to Kenosha? I mean, you would think that would be a place where they would say, all right, we know where he's at. It's not on the golf course or the White House. We can get him. I guess I shouldn't say that, right, Kate? Something happens?
Indoor voice on that. And I keep waiting for him to get to COVID-19, though. I mean, he's my canary in the mine. I mean, he's running around no mask, this and this and this. He's at the age.
You'd probably actually start the crowdfunding for the ventilator. Make a beautiful ventilator. You'd have the flag on it, and golf course, and
model.
Oh,
yeah.
You know?
You
know, the thing is, like what I just said about him getting whacked, you should see go on his wall, man, because he's got some great shit. And you think I'm fucking rough, but he's rough as fuck, man. His name's Jeff Watson, and I'm sure you remember the top hit they had, Sister Christian. Sister Christian, all the time has come, and you know that you'll be only. Go on his wall, his name's Jeff Watson. He's got shit where he shows pictures of like blown up shit and like says, I hope this happens to Trump on the golf course. Like, I'm like, the shit that he picks up there, I'm like, I ain't touching that. Like, I'll give it a like, but I ain't putting that shit out there.
Well,
know?
I mean, I think a lot of people feel the same way. But going back to the show, I have it up here. Trump is using his Twitter account to incite violence and fuel divisions across the country.
I know I'm all over the place. Could you please just tell me one of the ruffles that you threw out on Meet Your Chef?
You know what? Okay, here's what happened. You know, I'm tired of the same conversation. First of all, I do 4 hours here. Then I'm already behind on a lot of things I got to do and everything. So I'm up at 7. By the time I actually exhale, my time, it may be 6 or 7, you know, 12-hour span, because I got to get stuff in there. And it's the same story. I mean, he was nice enough to invite me. I love Big Meech. He was nice enough to invite me. And then they were talking about the same shit about, you know, black people and rights, policemen doing this. And then Meech was showing clips of cops or, you know, with this. And same shit. And
what did you say? Can we just get to
the same conversation? But it's the same conversation that we had with Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin, oh my God, the outrage. Okay, let's march. Okay, time to go home. Nothing, you know, nothing was solved. Nothing was
this. What's going on with Breonna Taylor?
You know, then since Trayvon, we had, you know, five other killings, and nothing has changed. But people want a bitch. So people want a bitch. And so I made a comment, you know.
People died, right? If there
were
it's the one thing that's true that Sheriff said, well, if there was no protest, 3 people wouldn't have got shot that night. That's
who said
a fact.
That? Who said that?
The mayor. Well, he said if they didn't come down there, that which is not what I'm saying. I was talking about on Meech's show, listen, you know, the problem.
Oh, on Meech's show, because I didn't know where you. I don't know.
Protest,
I mean, the majority of the people.
The protest at dusk. Because once the sense, you understand, all it takes is one person fighting with another person. And it's Portland's got to be squashed.
So that one ripple that you want me to talk about, the one ripple that you want me to talk about where it got everybody upset, as I said, niggas are lazy. And it's not about the protests. Because all we want to do is bitch and complain and bitch and complain, and we're consumers,
but we're not doing shit. Right. Where's your solution?
We just love to just – and there'll be another shooting next month. There'll be another shooting, I'm sorry to say, maybe 6 months from now. And nothing is done and nothing is said because all bitches want to do is run their mouth, and they don't want to do nothing. So I gave them some solutions, and they didn't like it. And they don't like me saying this, and he knows everything, and he knows this. Hey, I speak my mind, motherfucker.
Shut the fuck up.
You ain't paying me. So what I said was, first of all, I'm getting tired of people running their mouths and not talking for solution. It's a waste of my time. It's just a waste of my time. And so I said to him that black people are consumers. We got to be more than consumers. We got to start investing our money, blah, blah, blah. They didn't want to hear that. And then somebody died. It was the actor that died. Here's another rubble ripple that got them. Was it Boswick? Is it Boswick or something?
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman.
Right, he died. And they broke the news on there, and I said, oh, okay, people die. Oh, Brian, have a heart. Brian, where's your empathy? I go, want my empathy? Okay, hold on. Nope, he's still dead. You know, and they got really upset on that. I don't want to go on.
That's not a real way to endear black people to your heart. I think, like, you know, that thing, was that a little too soon? Yeah, Brian, it was a little too soon. You don't have to say everything that pops into your fucking gumby little head, you know, like me. You know, sometimes our mouths get us in trouble. Best line I ever heard from a Marine, or like you said, he was a Marine. I don't know if he was a Marine. You still there, Brian? No. Hello? You're gone dead. You're in the West. All right, hey, this is Miles Del Rey filling in for Brian the Hammer Jackson. Kind of had to force my co-hosting here, and hopefully Brian will be back to rescue me. Forgot what I was going to say because I'm high and I haven't fucking slept in 24 hours. Best line ever. Don't write a check with your mouth that your body can't cash. Shit, man. I gave you all my material in 3 minutes, and now I'm like, blah, 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 blah. What the fuck are you doing? Making a fucking bagel and cream cheese. If anybody's listening, Laverne, Melissa, Dr. Dre, Floyd, I thought it was Shaquille O'Neal. I went on Shaquille O'Neal's site on Instagram, and he's got his phone number right there, and it says Dr. Shaquille O'Neal, and I was like, what the fuck? Who would ever put their phone number? It said text only. So I fucking called it. I said, it says director on the top of his Instagram thing. So I called it, and it was like, yo, Mr. Shaq, don't leave no message, just text me. I won't hear your message. Text me, baby, later. So I texted him, and it seemed kind of legit because it made me put, like, my name and the zip code and phone number, you know, and said, we'll be in touch. And then they emailed back, who is this? And I was like, oh, it's, you know, they check your Instagram. I got some shit, blah, blah, blah. I hit them there. Then I went on Instagram, and I sent them a couple messages, you know, because I figure if he's a director, maybe he can direct a funeral for a pimp, you know. I need a black director. It's either him or you, and your ass is stuck. You're stuck in Beverly Hills. Your wife ain't letting you go nowhere, especially New York. Well, I don't know, man. I was ready to just kind of sit back and listen to Brian here, and now I'm having to fill in, I guess. Holy shit, I got 2 hours and 20 minutes, huh?
Hey, thank you, Cole. Thank you, Cole, for holding on to the show. I have no idea what... I had to call in with myself because I don't know if they blocked my number or what. This happened before. So I'm on myself.
I'm glad you called back in because my last line before you called in was, okay, well, we got 2 hours and 19 minutes to go. I'm running a little thin on material and energy. It'll be a tough one. So I just kind of covered. I covered that. I looked up Shaquille. I looked up Shaquille O'Neal on Instagram last night. I punched up his account. It said director. It said Dr. Shaquille O'Neal, right? If I click the top one, I don't know if it was him or not, whatever, over a million followers. I figure, all right, maybe that's him. Fuck it. And I've never seen this on an Instagram account. It says, text me. Leave a message. So I was like, a text? I'm calling that motherfucker, right? So I call it up. It's like, hey, this is Shaq. How you doing? Don't leave a message. I'm not going to check him. Send me a text. So I sent a text. And it seemed legit because it sent me back that form, some kind of system where it says put your name, your, you know, your email, your phone number, and then you can. So I sent that, and then they sent shit right back. They're like, who is this? And I'm like, yo, it's Miles Del Rey. What's up? I want, you know, Shaq, city director, blah blah blah. I gave him a synopsis. Then I said, tell him to check his Instagram messages. So I went on his Instagram shit and I put all that shit on there. And then, he has on the top of his thing that he's a director. So I figured I couldn't have a better director for Funeral for a Pimp. You know, I'd love for you to direct it, but you're in L.A. and you're stuck. You ain't coming to New York. There's no budget. He's got a nice budget, you know what I'm saying? Plus, he'd be great. I love Shaquille O'Neal. Love him. But anyway, that's it. I don't know what else I covered. I guess I was just kind of, I don't know what I covered.
Nah, you did great. You did great, my friend. No, but
you're,
I appreciate it.
Don't leave again, though.
You got rehab. You got rehab coming up, right? You're going to rehab?
Yeah, rehab's out. For a couple of reasons, I hurt my knee a little bit, and then I kind of hurt my feet because I guess about 4 or 5 days ago, he was rehabbing with me. He stepped on my toe and almost broke my toe.
Damn.
So that really hurts. And then, so anyway, we had a fight yesterday, and I'm just taking off a few days, you know.
Sounds good. We were talking about Ron Jeremy. You brought up Ron Jeremy, and I'm going to play this for a minute. It says, here's Ron Jeremy, and you chicks. Well, see, remember, Ron Jeremy's old school, so anybody who's 30 years and younger may not know Ron Jeremy.
That's true. That's
you know.
True. So it's possible that he could be riding in a white limo with the sunroof down Hollywood Boulevard, and Sixers jump in the car, and then he took advantage of them with cocaine, and they're drinking it. And that, you know, to take someone, a woman or a man, I think a man's actually worse, to take a man's humanity, you know, via rape, is just one of the worst things. I think it might even be, for some people, it's worse than murder, because some people can't recover.
That's true.
Stronger people, the lovely
Melissa's in the studio right now. Melissa and Cole,
hey,
here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Cole, will you please stop talking this morning? Please.
Oh, jeez. Actually, he filled in
for
me. I went down, and Cole was a champion. I mean, he filled in. It was no dead air.
Cole.
You guys love each other. Come on, you really do.
But my God, deep Cole,
down,
you don't give people a chance to respond to you.
Well, here's Ron Jeremy. So, like I said, Ron, Cole brought this in, and I'm glad he did because I was going to go right to Trump.
Heard about it. Yeah.
But here's a girl, and thanks to courtesy of Cole, everybody. Here's Ron Jeremy on Getting Hard on Cue, and this is what he has to say.
What is he, 90 now? Come on.
If you're like 30 and under, you probably never heard of this guy, but this guy is a porn star, old school porn star, ugly as I don't know what to say.
He was a special education teacher.
I would believe it. He looks like one.
He was.
He looks like one. He looks like one. Well,
I
here
know
you go.
Melissa, I know you don't want to hear me talk, but you guys got his best film, porno, because he's done a lot of other stuff. But his best fucking film, you could just, the full film is online. You can just watch this scene or Google it. It's probably on YouTube. It's a movie called The Boondock Saints.
That was a good movie.
He has that scene in the jerk off booth. That's the best scene. It's the best work he's ever done. Anyway, how does he get hard on cue? And I'll keep quiet, Melissa. Sorry.
Yeah, like,
I want to hear you. But you weren't letting Brian speak.
All right, when it's my turn, I'll speak when I'm spoken to.
There you go.
All right.
I don't know how it's going to sound because I'm using my cell phone
no,
now
you
because
sound
my
good.
No, he means to
oh, clip. Thank you. I need to. Oh, jeez. Well, here's the clip. Here you go. Here you go.
That was funny, Brian. Thanks.
He was smart, and he taught us the art of cock Pilates, which was really amazing.
Cock Pilates?
Director of one of the comedy directors. Okay, as you start the scene, okay, honey, put his cock in the mouth and put it in the pussy, whatever. And then she said, I can't. I said, hold on, hold on. Those are big boopers, and the guy's not ready yet. So then the director even gets so annoyed. Guys, come on, we're losing daylight. We get that damn thing up. And then it really, that's making it worse. Yeah, I can say that's bad. Why did I say I keep it R-rated? You know? I feel like...
Can you
phone
sound? Oh,
oh,
good God. It's real.
Right, I can't hear any of that.
It's not a prosthetic.
Ready?
Yeah. It was speaking silently, but... I feel like I'm a porky's revenge.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Go down.
Go down.
He's
got a gun in his pants, people. That's really not his dick.
He just basically doing an interview trying to girls to grab his dick and he can get hard up. There you go. Well, there you go. That's Ron Jeremy getting hard on Q. There's a woman talking. Do I have it? A woman talking about what it's like to be with him on a set. Nope,
yeah, Brian,
I don't
I
have it.
Brian, I couldn't hear any of that, bro. Like, it was totally in
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Except
all right.
Tackling.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to our main story about President Douchebag. Welcome to the show, better, by the way. This motherfucker is going to Wisconsin today. And I don't know the story, believe it or not. I took a break from the news. But apparently this, now, what I'm hearing, anybody know this story, Melissa, Cole? Now, what I heard was there was a white guy with a skateboard subdued this guy. Then I'm hearing that the white guy on the skateboard died. I thought two black people died. Help me out. What happened at the end? And what happened to the
what
white guy?
Do you have the details?
So what happened
I saw the video, but it didn't show me the white. I saw the
It's kind of hard to see. I mean, Melissa, correct me if I'm wrong. He shot one person in the head, like almost point blank range.
What?
And then the guy, and then Anthony Huber, the guy who got killed with the skateboard, went after him. I think knocked him down, because he was running away. With the guy, the Rittenhouse was running away, and then this guy Andrew hit him with the skateboard and tripped or something. And then he just, see, that's it. He had an open shot, and he just killed him. And then he shot someone else.
So he got killed? The guy with the skateboard got killed?
The guy with the skateboard went after him with the skateboard and fucking tried to stop him with the fucking skateboard
right.
And gave his life. Which, you know, he's got a 20, he was 26. The other guy that was killed was, I think his name was Rosenbaum. He was 36. He had a two-year-old daughter. And I just don't understand guys in their 20s with families at home going out to such a volatile place where people have guns. Like, if I was that guy's girlfriend or wife, like, yo, you leave this house and you don't have a machine gun or a gun, don't come back.
Wow.
I don't,
wow.
You're not a cop. You know, I got a kid here. What the fuck are you doing going out in with your skateboard? He went. I'm just saying, he went to that protest with his skateboard, and Kyle Rittenhouse went there with the AR-15.
Yeah, but he didn't expect that they're going to be – I mean, when you go to a protest and you
stop,
go there, nobody's –
Stop it, Brian. You can't – you don't expect tear gas and batons and fucking – and all rubber bullets and all that shit at a protest, bro. Expect death. Expect every day that you pick up the phone that someone's going to die in one of these cities. Tell Melissa my idea about the gun permit thing. Tell her if
you
can –
I heard you.
Oh, you heard it? All right. Never mind.
I heard you.
Melissa's pissed off. I'm done. Whatever.
Was
there
this the one where the kid was like 17?
Yeah.
No,
yeah, that's the one we're talking about. Wait. You're confusing. Wait a minute. Let me explain. Jacob Blake was the shooter.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. No, Jacob Blake was the, oh my God. You got me all confused. Jacob Blake was the victim. Police shooting of Jacob Blake. Yeah, Jacob Blake was – we're talking about two different things. Was Jacob Blake the one? Let me just read.
Was the black man that was checking on his three kids in the car and got shot seven times in his back.
Okay.
He's
okay.
The one who shot seven times. There is just so many of this shit going on that I can't even keep up. I really can't keep up. Here's a story. Maybe they can catch me up. Trump visits divides and Kenosha officials at city braces for fresh unrest. All right, so Trump, now we're going back to what happened in Kenosha, not Blake. Blake was the one who got shot seven times in the back. I can't even keep up anymore. So the people, so the mayor and the set and everybody, the governor is telling Trump, do not come to Kenosha. We don't want you here. The city's on the verge. Trump is leaking out in the press that, hey, that kid, in Kenosha, it did it in self-defense. We all seen the video. Now, Trump's a fucking ass. Now, Trump trolls you. When Trump says, we've seen the video, we'll wait to it. That ain't happening. Listen to, and you morons out there, and this is what I'm talking about on some of these assholes on Meech's show, and I love Meech. Because I'm talking to retarded morons, and I hate it. When Trump says, I saw the video too, or I'm seeing the video and it looks like he was doing his self-defense, but I'm going to see more, Trump is not just looking at the video. He's getting evidence. Everybody, the FBI is on it, everything, the police giving him the evidence that you're not leaking out in public. He knows the deal. He is not just seeing the video. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So don't let him troll you, because it is a federal offense when you go across its state lines and you do that. So he's got the information from the police officer. You got the information from statewide, the FBI, whatever. So it's not like I saw the video and I have to wait. That's the number one troll to you morons. He has information. Authorities in Wisconsin City rocked by violence after the police shooting of Jacob Blake were split over the visit by President douchebag Trump. There's concerns of unrest. Some officials in Kenosha have taken exceptions to Trump's tweet on Monday, in which he said if he had not activated the National Guard, there would be no Kenosha right now. I'm hoping I'm saying it right. Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
First of all, he did not activate the National Guard for you dumb fucks. You know what? I'm going to have the COVID-19 meter where they take your temperature before they let you in the building? I'm going to have one in the studio to take your intelligence before you come and talk. And if it reads
the state police.
The governor, your governor will activate the National Guard. It's state.
But the National Guard wasn't activated yet, right?
Well, it was, but it was from the governor.
Okay.
He activated the National Guard. But Trump took the credit. Which you cannot do because he's federal. The government, your government, your state government, and Melissa was right, is the only one who can activate the guards. But Trump said.
Oh, crap. I think, Cole, are you there? I don't know if we all got knocked out.
I'm trying. I just looked up with the charges in the state of Illinois for gun possession.
I just want to see what
that one charge is, because that's the charge.
One of the kids was 17. which is crazy.
I am listening, Melissa. Like, Jesus Christ. I didn't say anything. Have a great day. Thanks for having me on, bro.
I didn't say anything,
I can't,
Cole.
I'm not. You just said don't talk, didn't you?
I did not. I said the kid. No. I said one of the kids was 17.
I thought
no.
you said, like, could you please be quiet?
No.
I didn't.
No,
I didn't
no,
sleep
no.
last night. I'm sorry.
No, I said that one of the kids was 17.
Oh, 17? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Was, oh, right. No, the guy who lost his arm was 36. And then the kid who got killed with the skateboard is 26. Yeah.
One of the shooters was 17.
The shooter 17, right. No, but the victim, the three victims he shot were 26.
Yeah.
Was the skateboard guy. 36 was, and then the guy who lost his arm, I forgot his name.
You're correct.
Anyway.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So it's one to three.
I was just reading what they were charging him with.
It's one to 3 years in Illinois for an illegal firearm. So no probation, no parole.
Can you imagine?
These
young morons are going out and acting like they're militia, right?
I blame the mother. The mother got the gun and drove him there. Fucking 17. She deserves to get. She deserves exactly what he gets. She put them right next to each other. Let them get beat up for the rest of their lives. Fucking in the highest maximum black population prison. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a child.